100 Word Stories.
Hi there, this is Lawrence Simon with the Laptops fans that are going really, 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 really loud. 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Perhaps you've heard of it? It's the weekly challenge where I pick a topic, you come up with the stories. We got a bunch of great stories in this week. It's a pick two. And y'all pick two topics out of the list. Saucy, holidays, turtle, boom, cluster, chainsaw, breast. And I know you're going to enjoy these. So let me go ahead and let you listen. And I will be back at the tail end with all the administravia and stuff that blah, 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 that we pretend is all important. But really, you're here for the stories. Let me let you listen to them.
Hello, my people. Tom here. And it's been one hell of a week. Fires to the right of me, fires to the left of me. And they cut the power twice this week. But I got electricity today, so I'm slipping this story in. And my story this evening is called All for One. A job is a job, mused Rudy. As he donned his turtleneck and giant headpiece, it took three people to get him into the fiberglass shell. I am the star, after all. Wait a second, amigo. Last time I looked, there were four of us. Yeah, second banana from the right. Stop grossing, dude, and get into character. We are the holiday turtles, and kids are counting on us. To get hit in the face with pies and roll back and forth on our shells. Not exactly Shakespeare in the Park. Okay, ready, on four. Cowabunga. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Pariah Podcast, available at iTunes.com. And I figured out how to get my recording back to normal after the grandkids left. Anyway, this is the second day of NaNoWriMo, and I'm up to about 5,000 words. Haven't had a chance to write much today. Usually don't on Saturdays. Anyway, but if you're out there doing NaNoWriMo, go for it. Here's my story. Bilbert didn't have to think twice. Linoleum Amanda had never burned him like Marissa had. No, I'm sorry, but I'm here with Linoleum Amanda. I'm dancing with her. He felt guilty when she didn't have a saucy comeback, but sniffed and said, okay. She seemed to draw into herself like a turtle and sat in a chair by the window. There was a sudden boom and a cluster of boys in the corner scattered. That's enough, Ms. Fruncio screamed. She stood on the stage, her breast heaving with emotion. This dance is over, and there may be no holiday dance next month. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
There's nothing like a cluster of serial killings to excite the press and to instill fear into the populace. So much more fun than isolated murders that barely make the front pages. And, I always say, if you're going to hit the headlines, you may as well do it in style. Which is why my favorite weapon is the chainsaw. It really grabs the collective imagination. There's something special about the execution too. The sound of metal against bone. The smell of oil and blood. The feel of steel cleaving flesh. Unconvinced? Come here. And let me demonstrate.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The regulars at the bar took sneaky glances at the blonde woman who had just walked in. Her long hair swayed as she conquered the room, an aura of certainty about her. The tight turtleneck made her perky breasts tease risky thoughts into everyone's minds. She pulled up a chair and sat down, facing the room, her feet up on the table in front of her. Wasn't it such a pleasant little coincidence that the chair had a heart on its back? She smiled. Everyone smiled back. A few waved with enthusiasm. No one knew she had the chainsaw ready. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my Pick 2 story with the topics holidays and saucy, and it's called Saucy. Almost as soon as the words were out of my mouth, I realised my mistake. I just announced to a room of friends and relatives, I do like saucy holidays. You could have heard a pin drop as they processed what they'd heard. A few embarrassed giggles and stifled coughs broke the silence. No, you got me wrong, I blustered. We were talking about my last trip and the amazing Italian food I had. Pasta, pizza, ragu, all those lovely sauces. The mood lightened, and I breathed a sigh of relief. I'd actually been discussing my sex tourism in Thailand. There you go. All done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
For the holidays, we take a chainsaw down to the beach and hunt for turtles. Turkey may be your thing, but a big turtle roast is our thing. Soak it in the bathtub with Grandma's secret marinade for a day. We dig a pit, throw in a bunch of wood, and get a fire going. Then we throw the grating over it, and as the wood turned to ash, that's when you throw the turtle on. Cover it all up, sing a few songs, and breathe in that smoke. It's all about family, being together, and eating a large animal.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the Pick 2 topic. You can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to see a list of all the topics, and you can get a feel for which ones people picked. And it's really cool what weird directions people go in with these things. It's not meant as a limiter, as a cage, but a springboard from which you can go in all kinds of weird directions. I think I've said that before, like way too many times. When you've done over 700 of these, you're going to hear the same shit over and over and over again. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, the weekly challenge at 100 Word Stories, one a day, until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. No thanks to Arizona and Phoenix, but hey, you know, it's a dry heat. The next topic is boom. So go to the website, learn all the stuff, see all the things, blah, 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 you know the drill. And if you've been out there and you've taken a break and you want to come back, come on back. If you've been here for a while and you're sick of this crap, take a break. Whatever you need to do, if you hear this and you're like, oh my God, I had a great story for this, put it up on the feed in a separate post, just let me know. Thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.